Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yo, Boston. And let's kick it.
Can't ace any.
Problem, you can't solve it. Just call Annie and let her resolve it.
Can't ace Annie.
You know what I'm saying?
Can't ace Annie.
Oh.
All right, producer Dan, who's playing Campy Kennedy this morning? Or can't ace Annie, excuse me.
Emily from Peabody is playing.
Hey, good morning, Emily.
Hi, good morning.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. 2 years.
2 years married. Man.
Wow.
Wow.
Nope. Just dating.
2 years dating?
That still counts as an anniversary.
Sure.
Oh. Yeah.
It's a milestone.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Okay, okay.
Putting on your good quarantine sweatpants tonight?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully going to dinner, but usually we'll do like a concert or something for this type of thing, but we can't do that this year, so.
You can watch a live concert.
We got a lot of concerts. Just go to KarstenKennedy.com and you can get the summer concert series, the no budget concert series.
Oh, absolutely.
You can watch me make up all kinds of notes you didn't even know existed before.
All right, Emily, will you kick Annie out of the studio, please?
Annie, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck, Emily.
Will you take your music bag with you? All right, Annie is leaving the studio. She's going off.
That laugh was fake. I'm not sure.
She's going off in the soundproof studio. She's not going to be able to hear any of these questions. You get more right than Annie, you're going to win yourself $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are reportedly much happier after their vacation in the Dominican Republic. Since announcing his presidential run, Kanye has been spending most of his time in which state, even picking a preacher who lives there as his vice president, vice presidential nominee?
Wyoming.
Question number two. Blazing Saddles is being remade as an animated movie called Blazing Samurai. And instead of featuring racial tension between a black sheriff and white townspeople, it's all about a dog samurai in a town full of cats.
Similar.
Which comedy legend wrote and directed Blazing Saddles?
I guess Seth Rogen.
Might be a little bit.
That'd have been a different
wrong,
film.
Question number three. Hugely popular podcaster and comedian Joe Rogan, turning 53 today. He is also the color commentator for which sports organization?
NBA.
Question number four. Smash Mouth played a packed show at the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, and at one point, singer Steve Harwell told the crowd to, quote, bleep that COVID bleep. Name Smash Mouth's biggest song.
1985.
Question number five. I do love your answers, though.
They're not right, but I love them.
So wrong.
Antonio Banderas had to celebrate his 60th birthday in quarantine because he tested positive for COVID-19. He said he's relatively okay and will use the downtime to read, write, and rest. Banderas voice, which popular character in the Shrek universe?
Gingerbread Man?
All right.
Oh, wait, no, the cat. It's the cat.
Yeah, but I need to name.
Puss in Boots.
Okay.
Puss in Boots.
Let's get Annie back in the studio, please.
Annie Dow here.
Snatched it right from you.
I know. I don't even know what just happened there. I don't even know what happened. Let's get Annie back in the studio.
Oh, so bad.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Yeah. Not that bad.
Happy anniversary.
Yes.
Thanks.
You got one right for every year you've been together. It's crazy kids.
Perfect.
Annie,
yes.
Obviously Emily got 2 out of 5 there.
Good job,
These are tough. You ready?
I'm ready.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are reportedly much happier after their vacation in the Dominican Republic. Sure. Since announcing his presidential run, Kanye has been spotted spending most of his time in which state, even picking a preacher to run as his vice president there.
Wyoming.
Tied at 1. Question number 2. Blazing Saddles is being remade as an animated movie called Blazing Samurai, and instead of featuring racial tensions between a black sheriff and white townspeople, it'll be about a dog samurai in a town full of cats. Which comedy legend wrote and directed Blazing Saddles? Have you ever seen the movie?
No. Comedy legend. I'm going to say Steve Martin, because I miss him.
That's a great guess. Mel Brooks. Question number 3. It is 1-1.
Yes, not Seth Rogen.
Oh, I said Steve Martin.
She said Seth Rogen.
Oh. That's even better.
In his version of that film, the dog would be smoking weed.
Yes.
Candygram from Longo.
Hugely popular podcaster and comedian Joe Rogan turns 53 today. He is also the color commentator for which sports organization?
MMA.
Which sports organization?
Oh, UFC.
There you go. 2-1. Question number 4. Smash Mouth played a packed show at the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, and at one point, singer Steve Harwell told the crowd to, quote, bleep that COVID bleep. Oh. Name Smash Mouth's biggest hit.
All-Star. Yikes.
Bet there's a lot of masks at a Sturgis Motorcycle
Rally.
That's
a bad look, sweetie pie.
Because bikers love following rules.
Yeah.
3-1, question number 5. Antonio Banderas had to celebrate his 60th birthday in quarantine because he tested positive for COVID-19. Of course, he voices which popular character in the Shrek universe?
Oh, Puss in Boots.
That is correct. Nice job, Annie.
Wow.
4-2 is the final score. Emily, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but I do have some good news. I have a 4-pack of tickets to the Franklin Park Zoo or Stone Zoo, where you can get back to nature and connect with your wild side. Advanced online ticket purchases are necessary. You can plan to visit today at zoonewengland.org. That sounds like a 2-year anniversary date night right there.
Yeah.
Zoo
New England.
If you guys make
it
to 3, you got a plan.
Emily, what do you want to say to Annie before you go?
My name's Emily from Peabody, and I can't ace Annie.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Yo, Boston. Let's kick it.
Can't ace Annie.
Oh, crrr.
Can't ace Annie.
And there's a problem, you can't solve it. Just call Annie and let her resolve it.
Can't ace Annie.
You know what I'm saying?
Can't ace Annie.
Oh, crrr.
Hey, everybody, say good morning to Deirdre from Woburn.
The Woo.
Hey.
What's up, Deirdre?
Good morning. How are you all?
We're doing pretty good. You're sounding pretty chipper considering you're just coming off the late shift there.
Yeah, I'm there. I'm awake.
Yeah. So you work at a hotel? You do the late shift at a hotel?
I work 7 nights a week, 2 different hotels, overnight every one of them.
Oh,
yeah.
You must have some crazy stories. Don't hold out on me.
No, actually, my guests are pretty tame usually. Although recently, somebody did get found in the middle of the day, drunk, passed out in his underwear in the hallway.
Was it Dan?
Oh. I've been there.
No, it wasn't Dan.
His name rhymes with Schmeslin. All right, Deirdre, will you kick Annie out of the studio?
Annie, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck, Deirdre.
Thank you. You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Annie. Of course, we're going to give you the $100. If you tie, you lose. Annie is now headed into that soundproof studio. Question number 1. 11 years ago today, in 2009, Lady Antebellum released their drunk dialing song, Need You Now. Lady Antebellum recently changed their name to what because of the racial undertones of Antebellum?
Lady A.
Question number 2. Hulk Hogan turning 67 today. Chris Hemsworth is set to play the Hulkster in an upcoming Netflix movie. What is Hulk Hogan's fan base called?
Hulk Nation?
No, we are not called that.
Come on, brother.
Question number 3. There's a trailer for the new Saved by the Bell reboot that's coming to Peacock. What was the name of the principal in the original Saved by the Bell?
Mr. Belding?
Question number 4. Harry Styles has dethroned Taylor Swift at the top of the Hot 100. True or false? Harry Styles and Taylor Swift used to date.
True.
Question number 5. Sales of Popular's 80 songs, sales of the Popular 80 song in the air tonight went up 1,100% thanks to a viral video of 22-year-old twins listening to it for the first time and then losing it when the drum solo kicks in.
How could you not?
Who sings in the air tonight?
Phil Collins.
I watched that video for the first time last night. It almost brought me to tears, which I know is ridiculous.
No, it's fun to watch them experience that drum solo for the first time.
I was just disappointed they didn't know that Phil Collins plays every instrument on that song, on that album.
Well, they just found out who he was 2 seconds before the
video. I know, but I was hoping somebody was going to text him and go, oh, by the way, Phil Collins played all the instruments too. All right, let's get Annie back.
Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. I'm sorry.
So good.
Annie Dow here.
It reminded me why I do what I do for a living. It's like the feels you get.
Right. If you haven't seen the video, definitely check it out.
Yeah. All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi, my name's Annie.
This week, Annie. Kennedy.
Hi, Kennedy, welcome back. What? It's habit.
I know.
Okay. So, Annie, if I've scored this correctly, I'm not sure if I have. Is it four, Dan?
Yes,
go
four
ahead,
out of five.
Go ahead, Deirdre.
All right.
She don't need no sleep.
All right, she got four out of five. These are tough. Are you ready, Annie?
Yes.
11 years ago today in 2009, Lady Antebellum released their Drunk Dialing song, Need You Now. Lady Antebellum recently changed her name to what? Because of the racial undertones of Antebellum.
Lady A.
Question number two. Hulk Hogan turning 67 today. Chris Hemsworth is playing the Hulkster in an upcoming Netflix movie.
Take my money.
Yes.
What is the Hulk Hogan fan base known as?
The Hulkamaniacs.
Yes, we are.
They're going to run wild on
what
you.
What do you, brother?
Heck yeah, brother.
18-inch pythons.
Mean Gene, let me tell you something, brother.
When I met Hulk Hogan for the first time and got to hang out with him, I was like, I can just quit my life. This
right.
is it. It's
I'm
all
so
done.
Jealous.
He has had a fall from grace recently.
2-1 for Annie. Question number three. There's a trailer for the new Saved by the Bell reboot that's coming to Peacock. What was the name of the principal in the original Saved by the Bell?
Mr. Belding.
3-2. Harry Styles has dethroned Taylor Swift at the top of the Hot 100. True or false, they used to date.
True.
He did dethrone her a long time ago.
Is there a better way to flex on your ex?
Course.
4-3. Question number five. What?
Snuck that one in.
Sales of the Popular 80 song In the Air Tonight went up 1,100% thanks to a viral video of 22-year-old twins listening to it for the first time and then losing it when the drum solo kicked in. Who sings In the Air Tonight?
Phil Collins.
Yes, he does.
Say it with your chest.
5-4 is the final score. Annie, nice job. You get the win. I'm sorry, Deirdre. You do not get the win. What do you want to say to Annie before you go?
That's okay. Annie, I cannot beat you, but I can stay awake long enough to try.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.